Honest Hard Parking, sponsored by Right Honda and Right Toyota out of Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm your host, Chief Finney, recording from my home studio in Gilbert, Arizona. Valentine's Day is coming up. According to Facts Daily, which is an Instagram account that I've recently started following, a zoo lets you name a cockroach after your ex and feed it to an animal on Valentine's Day. That's right. It says the Cry Me a Roach fundraiser by the San Antonio Zoo permits individuals to name a cockroach after an ex and observe it being fed to an animal, providing an unconventional means of closure or revenge on Valentine's Day. So it might not be too late for you guys to reach out to this San Antonio Zoo. Kind of weird, kind of funky, kind of funny, kind of sick, kind of demented, kind of you need help. So by the time this episode comes out, the Super Bowl will have happened already. I'm going to give my prediction because I can make a case for either team. Do I want to watch the chase of excellence from Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs chase Tom Brady and the Patriots? Or do I really like that story of Brock Purdy being Mr. Irrelevant, aka the last pick in the draft, 2 years into the NFL, not only taking his team to the Super Bowl, but winning it? Again, the Super Bowl has not happened as of now. Tonight is February 8th as I record this because I got a big weekend coming up. Mark Stoneman and his wife are coming in to town and spending the weekend with us. Got a lot of other things going on. You guys probably missed my birthday if you're not paying attention on social media. But if you notice, I didn't do a Super Bowl picks episode. This is the first time in 3 years I did not call a bunch of friends and celebrities and get their Super Bowl picks. And I thought about it, talked about it on the last episode. So let me know if you guys want that or not. I didn't really hear really any much of anything. Talked to one person about it. They said they really enjoy it. But I just decided to not do it this year. And that's because of you guys. But on a serious note, coming up on today's episode, Charles Warden, Clean Enough Charles, came into studio. Now, I haven't talked to Charles in a long time. I've been kind of watching him on social media. We had a phone conversation. He was in a really, really dark place. And it sounded like he had found his way out. I felt he was in a relatively safe space. You know, plus I'm not that good. I can make people happy. And it's really cool that people call me sometimes to really talk to me about things because I think I'm an excellent listener, a good communicator. But I'm not a counselor. And so I didn't want to necessarily, like, I can talk to some people all day about their problems. But when someone's really, really, really going through some shit, I can give them my ear, whether it takes 30 minutes, an hour, 3 hours. But as far as offering advice, because I kind of think of things a little differently than most people sometimes, and I never want to say the wrong thing to the wrong person at the wrong time. People 30 is doing a lot better, and we talk about that because, you know, not to beat a dead horse, but mental health is so, it's such a big deal. And it doesn't matter what you're into. We just happen to be car guys. But outside of the cars, there's life, and man, life comes at you hard. And so I love the fact that he was able to come over and record that, and that is coming up in a few minutes. Had a weird experience the other day. I went to Carl's Jr. I was feeling a little hungry, dropped my mother-in-law off at church. Wasn't sure what was going to go on. Had a friend come into town, and I'm going to talk about that later in another episode. Good friend of mine, he invested in a bourbon company out of Colorado Springs. Just bought 200 barrels, and he's going to throw some liquor our way for One Drink Wednesday, the thing that I do with Wes pretty much every Wednesday on Instagram Live, so you don't want to miss that, because that's why we do it. We do it to have fun, but you never, you know, the goal is maybe we get some liquor people on there, and we can all crack a bottle of something together and enjoy it over Instagram Live and share it with you guys, and it's just a lot of fun. Otherwise, I have a big bar full of stuff that I can bring. And, you know, Wes obviously has a nice collection of stuff that he drinks too. So anyway, I'm going through this drive-thru the other night and pull up to Carl's Jr. And when I place my order, I realize a couple communications back and forth in that I'm not talking to a person. I'm talking to a voice. And I don't want to say it's AI because AI stands for, as we guys know, artificial intelligence. And it's clearly a prompt. It's almost like a customer service bot. So the person asked me if I want to try the new blah, 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 blah. I said, no, I do not. What would you like to order? I tell them, what size? You want fries? And it was clear, it was a female voice, but it was clear it wasn't a real person. And that's interesting. Of course, I pull up to the window and pay for my food and leave. But is that heartbrokenpodcast@gmail.com? You guys know how to get a hold of me. Have you ever experienced that? Is that the new thing? Because I think the last time I experienced something that was pretty weird like that was at my Circle K. Remember that time I went in and they have like these, not only are they self-checkouts, but you just put everything in your hand underneath one scanner and it reads it all and tells you how much you owe. And then the tenant behind the counter who is sitting there on their smartphone is there to help you just in case something goes wrong. And that's it, unless you're buying gas. That's it. And so this is that. This is like the next evolution of that. It's weird enough that some of these restaurants, many McDonald's and other ones, have those self-serve kiosks inside, which they claim makes ordering easier. But what it really does is maybe take jobs away from people who probably don't want the jobs to begin with. So let me know if you've ever experienced that going through a drive-thru, because that's weird and that's different. And we all know fast food is an excellent starting point for a lot of people. They're trying to get on their feet and get into the working world or get back on their feet after being at the top. The TPC Scottsdale was this weekend. So my buddy that I was just talking about that invested in the bourbon, he came out with part of another company and they went, and this was his first time ever going, on Wednesday. It hailed at the TPC Scottsdale Waste Management Open. I don't know what's going on with the weather. It's crappy for everyone. Like, I know this is obviously in, you know, thoughts and prayers to the people in California. This is obviously from that super storm that's in Cali. And I guess every 150 or 200 years, a storm like that happens. And sometimes it's a lot worse than others. And I believe I'd heard on the All In podcast, which is pretty much the only other podcast I listen to that has anything relevant or exciting. It makes me feel like I'm smarter than I really am. The last time this happened, I want to say it was in the 1800s in Los Angeles. And a lot of Los Angeles was way flooded. Some of it was underwater and they basically had to rebuild the whole city. Could have my facts wrong a little bit, but a lot of weather people thought this that we're experiencing now was that. And it's not, thank God, because if it were, we'd be in a world of trouble. But anyway, that's why our weather sucked this week. And like I said, Mark and his wife, Stephanie, you know, I'm recording this the night before they arrive. And then, of course, this week coming up, my other brother-in-law and his wife and his 500 kids are coming into town tomorrow morning, actually, because this is Monday now. And they're going to be here, I think, till next week. So the weather's crappy and it sucks, but it is what it is. Finally, before we get to this word from 4Wheel Online, I think the last episode I was complaining a little bit about my HOA. Like, I don't hate HOAs. I understand why they exist. But every once in a while, you find yourself in an HOA situation where you kind of understand why people hate them the way they are. So this woman that I'm arguing with all the time, I was feeling targeted because starting last August, I've been fined 2 times for my yard and recently threatened because of the color of my house. Called an attorney friend of mine just to talk through it, because I know if you get attorneys involved, it's going to be so expensive, it's not worth it. But just say, hey, this is what's going on. This is a pattern. What should I do? Because again, like I said last episode, I didn't hear anything about the color of my house for 18 months. Then they said, we don't like the color of your house. And what it was is I showed them the approval and they said, well, you didn't paint your garage color the right color. I go, so you're telling me I need to paint the garage in the front door and that's it? And the woman said, yes. I didn't say I was going to do it. I just wanted to clarify. They need to update their colors. So did I paint the wrong things, the wrong colors? Maybe. Does it look good? Not at all. Every neighbor, everyone I talked to, they love the house. In fact, there's another woman on the next street who came over to my house a year ago, a year and a half ago, when we painted the house with her painter and asked what colors we used. And she went home and she painted her house the exact same color combo and color usage as my house. And when I texted her the other day, she has yet to hear anything. So when talking to some of the neighbors, there's a lot of our neighbors that are very upset right now and everybody's getting these little dings on stupid shit. And half of my neighborhood got these dings on the color of their house. And then some people didn't who have the same usage. There's three colors. You have the body, you have the pop-out, and you have the fascia. Not every house has this. It depends on the style of your home. And you can, your body, the body of your house is usually the lightest color. The pop-out is a different light color, but not the same color as the body. And then the fascia is usually really dark. And so what we did was we painted our fascia dark. We painted our garage door the same color as our fascia. And we painted the front door the same color as our fascia. If you can imagine that, it looks really good. So we have a black Russian is what it's called, which is a super dark brown. We have a black Russian fascia, black Russian garage doors, black Russian front door. The body is the lightest color. It's called crispin or crispin muslin or something, which is kind of like an off-white. We did not use the pop-out. So we have this stark contrast. And so does everyone else with their palette. Because otherwise, your garage has to be the color of your body or the pop-out. But we didn't use the pop-out color. If you paint the garage the same color as the body of your house, like how boring is that? How many cool houses have you driven by where you see the house is one color and it's got a red door and you go, oh, that's nice. We're not allowed to do that. Or you see a garage and the garage is black and the house is white or gray and you say to yourself, oh, that's nice. Apparently, we're not allowed to do that. But, I live on a major street and the neighborhood on the other side of the street is also in the same association, but they have colors of their houses that aren't even on the allowed palette. They have the wooden decorative garage doors. We have houses in this neighborhood on the very back row. Sure, they're $3, $4 million houses, but they're still in our HOA. And there's a freaking greenhouse back there. It's like a seafoam greenhouse. So they could miss me with that. So we're all going to appeal together. And none of us are going to pay the fines. And we're going to complain. We're going to get that bitch thrown out of the HOA because apparently she's known for being a bitch and she's known for bragging about handing out fines. After this word from Fool Online, it's time to get a little more serious with Charles Warden. For over a decade, 4Wheel Online has been bringing the best truck accessories and truck parts to enhance the appearance and performance of all trucks and SUVs. They are dedicated to providing an extensive range of upgrades that will match any maker model on the road. The truck products cover everything to give your truck a custom look and added functionality. Need a wheel and tire package? Head over and use the configuration tool. They carry all the major brands of wheels and tires, so go get outfitted today. Visit them online at 4Wheel Online. Sitting here with Charles Warden, welcoming back in the studio. Gosh, it's been such a long time, and that's my fault. We've talked on the phone, yeah, but it's been a while. But you were in the studio last time, you know, full of energy, full of life, and here you are. First off, since this is an automotive, non-automotive podcast, let's talk about the Alpha you pulled up in. So, you know, you made a post the other day. This is the best car I've ever driven or ever had. You want to expand on that a little bit?
Honestly, it's probably just the most enjoyable daily that I've ever owned. And on top of that, it's still a fun car. I still get to send it. I mean, it's a V6 twin turbo. It's just a full enjoyable car. And at the same time, I could sit there and switch it over to eco mode and get almost 60 miles per gallon. Like, I drove to
no
Texas
kidding.
And was averaging 62 miles per gallon.
62, like 6-2, like 1, 2, 3, yeah. 4, 5, 6, 2. God.
And I never imagined that with a sports car, which is unimaginable almost.
I can't imagine that with pretty much anything that rolls. That's amazing. I try to get my wife to look at those cars. Is it Giulia, as I say it?
Yeah, Alfa Romeo Giulia.
Yep. And is it just the Giulia, or there's like a couple different trims, right?
It's Quadrifoglios. Yep. So there's the Giulia Ti, and then you got the Quadrifoglio.
Okay. Yeah, I think we were just looking at a regular one. But she never got to the point of looking at it because she wants something big that's going to carry like 500 people that she's never had in her car. And when she does, I'm the one that's driving the car anyway. So, but no, the thing looks cool. I wish I had time to go out there and check it out. But, I mean, you're looking good. You know, I'm kind of monitoring you on social media. I want to ask you about, you know, some of the things that have gone on in your life, because last time we had a phone conversation, a deep phone conversation, you were like right in the thick of things and you had found, you know, some people to help you through it. And, you know, it's one of those deals where I'm not a religious guy necessarily. I'm not anti-Christ, but I can't say I've been praying for you because I don't necessarily pray, but I've been thinking about you and, you know, it's like, okay, but you know, that's why you're here today. To kind of talk about those things and kind of give us an update. So I think the last time we spoke, you were going through a separation, you know,
with your, the wife.
With the wife, yeah. And you know, and you're awesome, son. Was it? Did we see each other? It was the last time we saw each other in person. That was before or after the interview when the three of us, your son and us two, were having sushi in Scottsdale.
Yeah, that was the last time you saw me.
Yep. So, man, we got to catch up. You kind of disappeared for a while because you had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I had to do a big mental check. It was really putting a big toll on me. I did step back from the events a little. My mental health was not there, and I felt like I needed to adjust myself. I needed to give myself a good headspace. So for a while, I was just working on myself, trying to get myself better, because, I mean, there was a point I got really low, and low to a point where I wrote a letter. A lot of people don't know.
The last letter.
Yeah. It was pretty low. I got into heavy drinking. It was the bottom of the totem pole. I lost my best friend, my partner for life. Like, you know, you never expect to lose that person. And honestly, I had to make myself better for my son, though.
Right.
I refused to give up. Like, my son looks up to me, and I have to be the father my father never was. So it's time for me to step up, man up, and shut up and make it happen.
Because we talked about that last time, about your upbringing, you know, and how tough your father was. And, you know, the thing I've asked people before in the past is, are you afraid of becoming them when times are lowest? So much, I would imagine, you know, with that being your life partner, your best friend, you know, you kind of lose your identity, right? Kind of step us through that process and how you kind of, you know, overcame it and started the up and up. Because again, the last time we talked, I was on the phone with you and I was sitting in the car, and I think you had, just discover kind of a support group, which was great. But just getting to that point.
Yeah. No, I mean, the biggest part was I was not shy to reach out to people. For a while, I was shutting myself out. I was, you know, being a recluse. And all I could think about was my son. Like, I remembered everything that I went through as a child. Like, I don't want to imagine my son to have a life without his dad. Never. And so got myself, you know, into a better headspace by basically remembering why I started everything. You know, retracing my steps, finding new grounds to make myself better, which included going to the gym. I lost a lot of weight, got myself to a good point, and now, like, I could sit here and enjoy life. Yeah, I've been in and out of the hospital the past month. Been battling pneumonia, really bad in my lungs. COVID, bronchitis, it all hit me.
So, but, clinical hospital.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, at this point, like, I'm just ready to enjoy life. I'm bringing back the events. Getting back to a solid point to where I'm like, you know what? Like, life sucks, but it's not going to suck as much as if I give up. Because what am I going to have to show for?
Right.
I was right at the peak of my, you know, life, and just because I had a setback doesn't mean I continue letting it set me back for the rest of my life. I'm 26 years old. I have a lot more better things in life that I can look forward to. So I think the biggest thing is just reaching out. The more you reach out each single time, even if it's just, hey, I'm not doing that good, could I just talk to you about something? That little bit starts turning into more and more, and you find yourself growing. Like, to be a man, you really got to step up and not what everybody thinks. Like, oh, I got to be a man and suck it up. No, you got to step it up.
Right.
What does it take to be a man in a whole aspect is just allowing yourself to grow. And I think that's the biggest mindset that kept me going is I want to grow. I want to have financial security. I want my son to grow up and be like, yo, you see what my dad just pulled up in? Like, that's my dad. So it's just, that's the biggest thing, is just my son is my hero.
Okay. So taking that, cause I understand and appreciate that. What if you roll up in a jalopy though? Right. I mean, I would think that, you know, if you do everything right anyway, it's still going to be like, hey, that's my dad, no matter what, no matter if that thing is smoking out the back or that thing is.
It's just a personal preference. You gotcha, know, yep. I'm always heavy in the cars. Anybody that's known me, I've had a handful and I don't know. I know what that's what I want. Like, I want to pull up in a crazy car. So when my son, you know, is getting out of school, all the kids are like, yo, that's your dad. And it's like, that's why I put myself as the best hype man in Arizona. I'm going to hype you up. Whether you're my best friend, you're my son, whatever, I'm going to hype you up. So if I'm rolling up in style, I'm hyping you up. If we rolling up in style together, we both hyping up each other.
Right. Rising tide, raise all boats.
Exactly.
Yeah, the saying that's so true. So would you say that reaching out to others, not being afraid to reach out with others, to others, was a critical point?
Extremely. Like, beyond all means. And I know it's easy to say now, like it sounds like.
But you did it, though. So it's not as like it's easier to say than done, because you did it.
Yeah.
And for people that I personally know, you were at one of the lowest points of anyone that I would talk to on a regular basis.
Yeah. It was bad. And I'm telling you, one phone call can save your life. One. And I took that one phone call. I didn't want to answer that phone. Mm-hmm. And my friend's like, hey, let's go for a cruise. That one call saved my life.
So what happened? This person you called grabbed you. You guys got in the car and rolled around? He called
me. Right when I was about to turn my phone off, he called me. And that's what saved my life.
Ride or die.
He didn't even know.
It was just random.
Yep.
Hey, man, what's up? Type of deal. Checking in.
You want to go for a cruise through the night? And I was like, let's go. And we went for a drive, and it was almost like God knew to put that there. And I know, like, most people aren't very religious, but to me, like, in the end of the day, like, that's the little blessings that I'll count.
Yeah.
My son is my little blessing. That one phone call was my blessing. And you know what? After that point, I started reaching out. I was like, you know what, like, maybe I need to talk about it. I need to stop putting myself in a hole and being a recluse. And the more I talked about it, the better I felt. And yeah, it's a difficult thing. I know it's hard to open up, because we're meant to be men. Like, we're supposed to be tough. But you know what? Being tough is doing the harder decision and manning up and opening up. That is a hard choice to do. It takes a lot. And you want to talk about being a man, it's definitely one of those things. You got to be a man to do it.
You know why? Like, why did you take that phone call? Why did you decide? Because you were ready to give up on just about everything, if not everything, but part of you maybe wasn't?
I didn't want to, but at the same time, I felt like I was at a closed door. Like, I felt like the door wasn't open anymore. I felt like the opportunities were missing. And I just decided to answer that call. He was somebody that always is like doing bad and stuff. Like, he struggles with mental health.
Okay.
Like, actually struggles with it. So I wanted to check on him. It's like that moment of me like still wanting to be there for people, even when I have nothing left.
Or you feel like you have nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the lesson here, because just that call, taking that call, maybe seeing that name pop up, you know, change it for you too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I haven't talked to this person in a spell. They might be going through something. Let me just talk to them this time, and who knows what could happen. Yeah, you decided to go out. So take us from there. You find a group, you find a way to live, but you were still, when you took a step back,
because
at this point, basically, that's when you took a step back. You know, what was that like? Like, how did you, other than hitting the gym, you know, what did you do to find yourself when cars was your identity? Your cars and your wife was your identity. And, of course, your son. Sometimes it's hard to – it's easy to say, well, let me focus and live for this micro human.
Yeah.
But the micro human, you know, they're this innocent little ball of joy. And he was, what, five or six at the time?
He was four.
Four at the time?
Yeah.
Guys, cute as hell. Kid, funny as hell, cute as hell, kid. But even that, you know, that's not the reality of the overall situation. And so you're kind
that
of fighting.
That was my peak, yeah.
Right, you're fighting all the demons while trying to hold on for that, you know. So that's not going to change, but everything else changed. Like, how did you decide what you needed to do, and then it was time to come back?
Therapy. I took myself to therapy.
That's huge. That's taking yourself to therapy. I could probably use a therapist, to be honest. I'll just aside. you know, and I tell my wife, you need to talk to somebody, you need a professional. But that is, I mean, Charles, being able to reach out to people, because sometimes people just don't want to have anything to do with it. Yeah. Like they're terrified, you know, and I feel bad. That's the last time we had a real conversation. But I remember being, I sat in my car in the driveway and we were on the phone until I felt it was time to, you know, that you were in an okay space to go. But just getting to that point, you know, calling and talking to people and seeking help.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how?
I wish I had an easy answer for it. I just, you know, I don't know. Once I got that call, I refused to give up. I mean,
good.
I have my ribs tattooed, conditioned to conquer. God has conditioned me to conquer everything in my life. I conquered that night.
Your faith is strong. Yes. Yeah.
And you know what? Even more than that, I conquered the hardest thing, and that's to decide whether to put my car around a tree or stand tall and fight against it. And I did. And I'm fighting like hell every single day. Yeah. And you know what? I'm happier. I'm strong, and I'm back enjoying what I love. Slowly bringing myself back into the car scene. My son's in school now.
Nice.
Like getting myself back to a good point has honestly been the most beneficial feeling, because I don't know, there was so much doubt. But now it's like my redemption's going to be sweeter this time. And it's not revenge.
What kind of doubt?
Just doubts of like, why am I doing this? What is this for? If I don't have my partner, if I don't have my business, like
what's the point?
Yeah.
Right.
Because I mean, that was my backbone. Like I worked my ass off on that. Everything. And yeah, I made my mistakes in my marriage. I'll own up to it. But I also was man enough to sit there and stand through it all and fix it.
You tried like hell, dude. I remember, you know.
I refused.
You tried like hell.
And even when, you know, she went and started dating,
mm-hmm.
I still understood and still, after through all that, I still forgave her and still try to fight. But there's a certain point where the fight is just not worth it if it's not there. And that's where I hit my peak. It was not even a peak. It was a valley.
Sure.
And that was the hardest feeling I've ever hit, is accepting that no matter how much you love somebody, the more you love them, the more you just have to be able to accept that sometimes you got to let them go.
Yeah. And, you know, as we said, it takes two, and this seems like there was zero desire on the other end.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean, okay, that's fine, you know, because you know what you guys have invested, you know what you guys had, you know what you wanted. I'm glad to see you. You know, I think I started seeing some clean enough, like within the last week, I think I saw mm-hmm. a clean enough post. And I was like, yeah.
And we actually got an event coming up in 2 weeks. Nothing like crazy, like our shows and stuff, mm-hmm. but we're doing an event. It's going to be in honor of my friend Ramon that passed away. So it'll be nice to do something like that and honor him
mm-hmm.
in the true fashion that it should be. And that's around cars. Cars that are absolutely badass. I mean, you've seen some of the cars that come out to the events now.
Sure. Yep.
I started from, you know, the basic stuff, and not to say like people's builds are basic, but
I know what you're saying. Yeah. There's levels to this. It's like playing a video game, right?
Exactly. Need
for speed and stuff like that. You start ranking up, and the more experience and the further along you get, the more, you know, high dollar, fast hyper cars,
like
basically you get
DBS
into.
Superleggeras, LFAs, yeah. Lamborghinis. Even Acura NSXs, like people don't view them as a high fashion. They're a gorgeous car. They aesthetically are pleasing. And it's just like the cars that you see now. I remember being as a kid like, yo, I want to see that car. Like now I get to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got to drive them. And now I get to share that experience with people, AKA life in the fast lane. They get to experience the life that I chose.
So, I mean, you seem pretty happy right now. What do you have going on in your personal life? You dating anyone?
You not know, dating
you just,
right
you're
now.
You're just trying to just, do the car thing and live for your son?
Not dating, not doing any of that. Honestly, the main thing that I'm doing right now, no clubbing. I haven't even drank in 3 months. I haven't smoked.
Good for you.
Honestly, I'm just doing a new chapter. And this new chapter is the healthiest version of myself. And on top of that, it's the strongest version. Because I promise you, like, this comeback is personal.
We all love a comeback story, man. Tell us a little bit about your event that's coming up in a couple of weeks.
So it's going to be a little bit of an open invite / invitational. Obviously, we're going to send invites to our usual contenders that come out. But at the same time, it is going to be a little bit open because we want to do a memorial moment.
Mm-hmm.
For the people that don't know, good friend Ramon from Houston Hot Chicken, he did pass away recently. It was very hard. He was literally family to the Clean Enough, like absolute family. Anyone that knows us, we're always with Houston Hot Chicken. Like, that's our people. And it was detrimental. So it's time for us to share the experiences that he gave us. And it's time to enjoy some cars with him. He may not be there, but his spirit will be. And you best believe we're going to have some fun doing it.
Is this like a cruise or a meetup or what? Is it going to be at Houston Hot Chicken here in Arizona?
So it's going to be a cruise, and then it's not like a far distance cruise. It's just we're all going to meet up in one general location. We're going to cruise down, have some photographers taking pictures, and, you know, pull up to Houston Hot Chicken, light some candles, and go enjoy some bomb ass food.
Nice. Do you know the date right now off the top of your head? Are you still working that?
I do. It's in my calendar. I'm the worst about dates. I have to check calendars. I'm like always second guessing.
Play by play, Charles is now thumbing through his smart device, getting ready to check that calendar.
All right. So it'll be February 24th.
February 24th. Okay. Yep. All right. That's the evening of then. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing. Okay.
Yeah.
Same date as the, well, I'll promote that later, but that's the same date as, our cruise to Old Town Mission in Cottonwood. Yeah.
What time is that cruise?
It's usually the morning cruise, yeah.
Okay.
We do those in the mornings. We'll probably be back by 3 or 4.
So. I'll probably be joining that cruise anyways.
That'd be awesome. That'd be really awesome. You know, we try to do the charity thing, as you already know.
Yes, sir.
And this is more of like a personal charity, which can mean more to people that are personally affected, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you can make it, great. If not, if you have to set up, you know, get ready for your event. But what else is going on? Anything new? Who do you got for the Super Bowl?
To be honest, I really don't care who wins on this one. I'm honestly excited for either of them to do good. Honestly, once my Bills lost, I lost interest. I was like, oh, okay.
My man says, my Bills, we're a Bills family as well. And this is going to come out after the Super Bowl, but just curious.
If I had to put my money, I'm pretty sure I'd have to go Niners. They're just a solid team. And everybody I know is going to be like, oh, well, this, that, or the other. They're really solid.
We'll find out.
But all it takes is a few plays to be wrong. And that's why I'm not putting money on it, none of that, because football is crazy. It's just like UFC. It's unpredictable. You could say they're the best, and every best person has their worst day.
Yeah, I don't really watch UFC. I mean, I've seen a few matches. At first, it seemed like it was so barbaric, but it's really not. But it's, you get everybody, everyone comes over. It's the main fight after you get through all the cards, the undercards, and just like you're saying, man, it could be David and Goliath, but if David puts that top of that foot on a Goliath's neck at the right point at the right time, Goliath goes down, and it could be 10 freaking seconds into this giant event. It's like,
exactly.
Oh, man.
And it's like, it's an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
Honestly, and it's funny enough because I actually picked up, you know, training again, not MMA, but started picking up boxing again, so. That was a new adjust. That's why, you know, I got the new undefeated tattoo, because I did box for a while, never lost yet. But, you know, keyword I say, yeah, everybody has their day.
Well, here's the deal. Another meaning for that tattoo is you were down and out, and you were almost defeated in life,
mm-hmm.
right?
And still never lost.
Still haven't lost. Yeah, never lost, undefeated. Charles, thank you for making the trek over here. today. It's great to see you. Like I said, I've been kind of lurking you online on Facebook and stuff and watching your posts. And
it's okay. I've been stalking you too.
Okay.
Well. If you guys don't know Jay, this man is actually looking really good. I've seen him for a long time, known him for a long time.
Yeah, they don't
Very
know.
Proud of this dude, his progress he's made.
Appreciate it.
So if y'all are not like tuned in with this guy, you definitely need to. He's a good ass dude, works hard, and he's an absolute freaking stud. Y'all wish you looked like this at that age, trust me.
At that age, this guy.
All I ain't right. gonna say the age.
All right. I want to thank Charles Warden for making the drive all the way over here and sitting in my very dirty studio, sitting across from me. Sometimes, and I understand because I told him we could do a phone call because my office was messy because it is. I got shirts all over the place. I'm making new Patreon shirts. The new hard parking shirts are on arrival. I've got model cars that I've dug up from boxes that I'm selling on eBay. But it was good to see him. And man, you know, I can't be there for everyone all the time. And again, I was monitoring his situation. And I'm glad that he was over here and we had a good conversation. And I'm glad he's doing well. I feel kind of bad because I've been thinking about calling him for a long time and I just haven't. I'm like, shit, man, and then, you know, I tell me if you guys enjoyed that because I want to start doing that. I want to call it kind of a health check series. Mental check, health check, reaching out to people for me personally, it's people I know from the car community that I know may be going through some things because the whole point of all that is car people go through the same shit as non-car people. And so there's this thing where everyone looks at us like we're the same person. And you guys know me. I'm not even a car person very much. I got people who listen to this podcast that are 10 times more of a car person than I am. I love cars sometimes. I have somewhat of a passion about cars. But when I'm not talking on the podcast and I'm not driving my NSX or doing NSX things, outside of my car buddies, I'm not watching the car YouTubes. I'm not watching the car TV shows and series. I'm not saying I don't care. Those aren't things I'm into at this point in my life. I pay attention. There's a really popular show called Drive to Survive, and I started watching the first episode maybe 8 months ago, and I think I was on the airplane or something. I don't know why I couldn't finish it, but that is something I absolutely need to finish, and I know it's a great, great show. Kajillion people couldn't be wrong. But other than that, I don't watch any of the really popular YouTube channels enough to say that I watch them. Anyway, one thing, Ray Honda and Ray Toyota, foilonline.com, Cell Shop Wireless Services, Autocannon, official Honda and Acura gear, officially licensed Honda and Acura gear, Patreon business supporters, Automotive Specialty Tool out of Owings Mills, Maryland, Kuya Automotive out of Winter Garden, Florida, Pell Construction out of Caledonia, Michigan, BCAL Small Home Design out of Ashburg, Virginia, and Traverse City, Michigan. Shaping success with West Tankersley out of Boise, Idaho. If your position helps the podcast upgrade, you can join the Patreon for as little as $3 a month or free, like I said on the last episode. A bunch of swag is going out this week. If you are on a certain tier, you get this type of swag. If you're free, you don't get shit for swag, but sometimes you get some bonus audio. If you're on a lower tier, I drop you every time I buy stickers and coasters, I ship one out. I want to thank Mark Stoneman, Catherine Crox, Eddie Ramos, Richard Graves, Byron Jones, Bo Jung, Alex Kamina, Drew Bunkley, and Yasu Chiba, all the way over from Japan. HardRocketPodcast@gmail.com. If you want to get a hold of me, follow me on Instagram if you dare, @JFinning. I don't need to spell it because my name is literally on the podcast. Join the Hard Parking Violations Facebook group. Follow the Hard Parking channel on Instagram. Because I can't grow without you telling the world how great this show is. Like, seriously, let's do this. Let's grow this thing together. Tell everyone you know that hard parking is the shit. It may take you a few episodes to get used to it, but once you do, you do. And I will talk to you all next week.
Now it's stripping time.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Shut up!